When we are destined for something, sometimes fate brings us the perfect people to help us find the right path. Igor Stravinsky spent his early years studying piano and writing music. But by the time he entered university, he gave in to pressure from his parents and unenthusiastically studied law and philosophy in St. Petersburg. But even while his studies led him elsewhere, Stravinsky's love of music never faded. As fate would have it, he was studying law with the son of one of the greatest music teachers in history, Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. Stravinsky was able to show off some of his early compositions, and Rimsky-Korsakov knew that he needed to take Stravinsky on as a student. So while Stravinsky continued earning his law degree at university, he spent his free time writing music and studying orchestration and composition privately with Rimsky-Korsakov. And from that, Stravinsky blossomed into one of the most influential composers ever, shocking the world with the Rite of Spring and revolutionizing music of the 20th century. But without Rimsky-Korsakov, we might have never gotten the Stravinsky we know and love today. Music wouldn't exist without teachers. At NWPB, we celebrate teachers every day through music. Passing the Baton, a music moment on NWPB Classical.